The Federal Environmental Protection Agency is turning over some of its Clean Water Act authority to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. This week, DEC took control of wastewater discharge permits for mines, and in a year, will take over wastewater discharge permits for oil and gas development. EPA started transferring its wastewater permitting and enforcement authority to the state about 2 years ago after approving a request from the state. Sharman Stambaugh is DEC's Water Quality Program Manager.
All mines, we now have authority to write permits for and do enforcement and compliance activities at the mines in Alaska. We're working with EPA on transitioning over existing permitted mines, and we will now permit any new mines.
Sambo says the state has been taking charge of EPA permitting in four phases.
It was envisioned to transfer over 3 years. The first year, we took authority over domestic sewage treatment plants, seafood processing plants, hatchery facilities, and log transfer facilities. A year ago, the state took over discharges of stormwater, and these are point discharges to surface waters of the U.S.
DEC knew years before taking over the permitting work that staff would have to be ramped up, she says. The legislature has increased DEC's budget to allow more personnel. Stambaugh says DEC has the staff to do the job now and points out that DEC has the opportunity to use other state resources, such as the large mine permit team and its own water quality team.
It is a learning curve, I'll give you that. We're learning how to do this, and we've gone to a lot of training, but there's nothing like getting in the trenches and doing it yourself. EPA is looking every step of the way and helping us and critiquing us. We feel that we are well on our way to establishing a really good program.
But some Alaska Native groups sued against the EPA's decision to turn over the permitting, and they were joined by environmental groups charging that the state is too easy on polluters. Among the plaintiffs are tribal governments in Dillingham and Non-Dalton, and a coalition of Bristol Bay Native corporations. The concern over the proposed pebble mine in southwest Alaska is at issue. If the mine is developed, the state would be charged with the oversight of its wastewater discharges. The suit is before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is expected to make a decision soon. Stambaugh says that the EPA still will have the opportunity to review drafts of state permits and that the federal agency keeps the authority to take over a state permit if it does not agree with the way the state implements the Clean Water Act standards.